Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for checking out The Buzz 24/7. It's a little more show after the show. Sponsored by our friends at the New Hampshire Army National Guard. You can call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD. What the hell was just going on? What was the yelling? I heard yelling. You ran out of the room like you were on fire.
Because, okay, first, we love food. We know that. And it's time to eat when we get off the air, because that's like my normal time is I can eat after 10.
Yep.
And so I go in, I heat up some pizza left over from yesterday's lunch, thanks to Jenna's Beach and thanks to Takeout
nice.
Guys.
Thank
Wicked
you.
Good. So there was pizza left over from yesterday. I had told Roadkill, who didn't stick around yesterday, he said, hey, put food in the fridge. You won't eat the pizza because there's veggies on it. Ha ha ha.
Very so, nice of you to think of him, though.
But I do. So I put but I knew he'd eat the steak bomb or the meatball sub, whatever. So he sees me come in with the pizza, which I toasted up for the 5 to 7 minutes in the toaster oven. That gives you a nice, good crisp. You don't want to ruin the integrity of a good day old pizza by putting it in the microwave. Well, he sees me eating the pizza. He's like, oh, it looks good. Runs in there to get pizza. I'm like, what do I hear next?
The microwave.
The microwave. And I'm like, dude, you're totally missing out on what the pizza should actually taste like by putting it in the microwave. It's just ruining it. Oh, I'm like, instant gratification. You want that in your mouth so bad, you can only wait the 25 seconds instead of waiting 5 minutes and having it toasted up nicely. And then
she starts yelling. This is what I hear. And I'm right here. I'm like 4 feet away from her. You're ruining it! You're killing it!
I'm like, I'll do it for you.
Then she runs.
And I run in there, try to stop him. No. And then he eats that one. It took the amount of time it took me to heat up my two slices. He had already stuck his in the microwave, eaten a slice, and then went back for seconds. Yep. And I'm like, I can just heat it up for you.
Damn
you can
good.
Wait 5 minutes.
I'm fine with it.
The best way, I think, is zap it for just like 10, 15 seconds, then put it in the toaster oven.
It needs to be in the toaster oven. It just gives it a nice
25 seconds. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's no
You're
way
doing
it's
it a bit
perfect.
Of disservice.
It is.
There's
I'm
no way it's perfect. The only way it's perfect is when you first get it. Therein lies my problem. You know, I always find that cooking a pizza the second time, I know people love it. Everybody loves it except me. I always find it to be dried out, and I just don't like that in a pizza.
Reheating a broil?
Yep. Yeah, it's too dried out.
Stick
man.
It in
the sauce is, you know, it's like, I love the
cast iron skillet. You can heat up the crisp on the bottom.
See, I love the the brat pizza with the sauce. I like some sauce on a pizza. There's nothing like a pizza that has very little sauce on it.
Well, a lot of people like those flatbreads.
I
like the sauce too.
Some
people love the
pizza.
Flatbread with no sauce.
I love the flatbread pizza. I just want some sauce on it. That's all.
I had a pizza buffet on Sunday, and I did tons of different. I did like pesto shrimp.
Of course you did.
I did. So I did a red pesto and a green pesto. I did a regular red sauce. Did a plain.
Don't be fooled. She did not go to a restaurant. She made these. Just so you know, she's telling you how much work she did.
The question.
Yeah.
Does Jeff like pizza?
He didn't. Maybe. No, he had a slice. He had because he likes the sausage ricotta. And then I put honey
slice.
Mixed with crushed red pepper on top.
How many pizzas did you make?
Ooh, honey with red pepper.
Seven.
He had one slice.
And what's in a red pesto? I know basil is ground into a regular pesto.
Roasted red pepper.
Okay.
Who ate the other seven? Who ate the other six and 7/8 of the pizzas?
Well, we had a lot of people over, so kids, friends. Yeah, so Saturday night we had a 40th birthday party. So I planned all week doing a hangover pizza buffet on Sunday. Most of the people that went to the party didn't even show back up on Sunday because they were too hungover. And I was like, you're missing out on the hangover pizza buffet. But we had other friends that stopped by, so it worked out good. Yeah.
Okay.
How many friends, if number-wise, do you think, I'm not going to say do you think, how many friends do you have?
I don't know.
50?
Yeah.
More?
Probably. I mean, yeah.
That's a lot of names to remember.
Oh, come
70?
On.
No, you can have people over the house.
Yeah. I mean, The core group of friends, probably 20.
Okay. But I mean, like...
A core group of 20.
I'd say there's probably 20 friends that come over on a weekly basis.
I find this interesting because I have like three.
Scotty,
maybe.
But Scotty's core group of friends is zero when it comes to who's coming over his house.
Well, not going over.
Right? But, I mean, if you're talking about who's going over his house, it's zero.
Yeah,
and,
that's
and
crazy.
Guess what? Here's the other thing. He ain't going to anybody else's house either. That's what's weird.
We have about 20 of the regulars that come over weekly.
Right? I don't see it weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, we all. I was wondering because I don't know what that's like. Kelly, and I'm not complaining about
Kelly
that.
Goes over to Carl's.
That's a As far as my friends, we meet at the golf course and stuff, or maybe the Brad or a different bar. Carl's is probably the only house I go to.
Right.
To visit.
Right. I will go to David Joe's, obviously. I will go to...
Besides Allison, of course, my girlfriend.
Yeah, Chris and Ann. I'll go to Chris and Ann's house. And, yeah, that's about... As far as going to their houses, those are the ones we go to the most. But I've been to a lot of others.
Crap. You know what I mean? Kelly, I forgot to tell you. Did you remember that it was Steve's birthday?
Steve.
Your friend Steve Cantera.
Steve Cantera.
It was his birthday, and I wanted to remind you the other day, and I forgot.
All right,
crap.
Thank you, though.
You're going to be late, though.
I'll send him a... It's all right.
Yeah.
But in real sense, I'll be early because I'm usually really late.
Yeah,
if that makes
crap.
Any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted to remind you.
I forgot. Well, Thomas said happy birthday.
I will.
You know what happened. Did you say something to me? Did you say something to him about the when he came to town and you guys got together? Did you say something to him that I said something?
What I said was, Greg, I think, really wants to go for a beer with you. And he wasn't complaining at all. It was more like, hey, when do I get to go for a beer with Steve? I'd love to go for a beer with Steve. But you never said, boy, how come I don't get to, you know?
Yeah, right. No, you're
said
right.
You said it
you're
in
right.
An, like
right.
A, hey.
So he came
I
to town.
Go for a beer with
I haven't
Steve.
Seen him in a long time. And he came to town, and Kelly comes to the work and goes, oh, I had beers with Steve Cantera. And I knew he was in town. And you get that weird thing between friends. You go, oh, I didn't. Oh, okay. That's cool. And I know you guys are mm-hmm. close. I got no beef with that. But I said, oh, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden, out of the blue, about a week later, I get a note saying, hey, man, next time I come in town, we'll go out for a beer. And I felt like a freaking jackass.
No, I told him exactly the way you... Matter of fact, I have the text.
No, you know, I you know what I'm saying? Where
because
you like,
I tried...
Like, oh, I feel forced myself.
Because I tried to protect you in that text. But also... Because
then it's like, I wasn't whining. I was just like, oh, it'd be cool to go out, just hang out, have a cup of coffee or a beer, whatever. But if he doesn't want to, maybe he doesn't like me. I don't know. That's possible. You know.
Okay, here it is.
I mean, you don't know.
It's been this many years where he hasn't reached out to go out for a beer with you, and then...
No. We do communicate, though. We do communicate.
Yeah,
but there's people you communicate with that they don't want to go out to actually be, you know, public. Not saying that it's... Oh, boy.
You should stop now.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Nothing.
No, I'm listening.
No, what? You know what I mean? There's people that you can always like, that you have like a more of an email text relationship with that you're never going to like actually hang out with. You can always be like, yeah, we'll get together.
Why would they want to go out with me?
No, I'm not saying just you. It's anybody. Like, I have people that we have definitely a relationship on text. I'll send them funny jokes
or
emails,
but
we probably aren't going to meet up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kelly, you don't.
Okay, here we go. By the way,
wasn't intending for this to be
we were doing some gambling talk, and this was like a week later, and I said we had some other losers parlays. Hey, by the way, I mentioned I had a few brews with you, and Greg smiled and said, geez, I told him I'd love to have a beer with him sometime. He wasn't dinky about it. It was more like, oh, when do I get to have a beer with Steve?
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. That's how it was. I wasn't being dinky about it. But when he gets, hey, next time I come out, we'll have a beer. Then I felt dinky. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Because you're like, I didn't really mean it. No, I'm not mad. It was fine. But I was kind of like, Oh, shit. Now I'm being like a friggin' like a crybaby.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it feels.
Me.
I didn't mean it like that. I just, you know, but anyway, so maybe I'll be busy. I don't know.
I can't make it.
There's weird. Those are those weird kind of awkward social situations that Scotty is never involved in because he has nobody that he gets together social with.
No, because there's people that'll be like, hey, other musicians, like if you ever want to get together and jam. And right now, Monday night is with Sadie. Tuesday mm-hmm. night's with the band. Wednesday yeah. night is with Nora. Mm-hmm. And
Nora.
Thursday night it is, I'm back at band practice. Friday night is the night that me and Amy like to go out and have chicken and
has
like,
to be chicken though. Yes. Have to go out Friday and have chicken.
You know, it's wing.
Friday night is the night
it's
we like to go out and have chicken.
You
chicken
know what?
Night. It's so
night.
Funny.
It's chicken night.
It's chicken night.
And usually, like Saturday is like catching up, doing things, and then Saturday night. Sometimes me and Amy for the last couple months have been trying to like a date night where we go off, yeah. just someplace and hang out. And Sunday is grocery shopping and everything. So. It's that weird, I would like to make the time. But
it's a lot of stress.
He's getting all wound up. He's getting all freaked out.
Yeah,
you got to remember, on Friday night, Kelly, he's got to set the mood. You know what I mean?
Chicken night.
Chicken wing, he puts this on the stereo. Chicken and macaroni, chilling with you want this? Chicken wing, yeah, stuff like
what
that.
What the heck boom. Is this? Because and my kids sing this song all the time.
It's called a chicken wing song. And then he eats a chicken wing and he sticks his tongue through the bones.
Yeah,
and he
practice.
Lets you see it.
That's practice.
You know what I mean? So,
you say, now.
It's something else on the bone for
you. It's a little, you know, it's not like it's chili dog day. Chili dog day, it's an entire different thing. If he's going to go out and have chili dogs.
Yeah.
Sucking
you
know,
on
a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. He would just be sucking on a chili dog.
Sucking
you know?
On like a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
What the hell? My favorite.
Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Is sucking on.
Amazing.
Sucking on.
Come on.
Chili dogs.
Come on.
Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
Yeah.
Sucking on chili. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili dogs.
I can keep going, but I don't have to. I don't have to.
Little titties.
Not titties. Okay.
Itty bitty titties.
Right.
On a chili dog.
You know that I had that for National
like
Chili Dog Day.
I love it.
And then I started. That's the only lyric. If I go to sing that song, I start with sucking on the chili dog outside the tasty free. That's the most memorable line of the
yeah,
song.
Yeah, I always like to itty bitty titties. Wow. You don't like doing stuff like that with songs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do.
Because if anybody in this room can throw the word dick into a song, it's Greg.
Oh, my God.
Early in the morning, he'll sing to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to get that
it's been
far.
Hard days, dick.
And, oh, yeah. No,
and the thing about it is, dick, only clean one that I can say, I feel comfortable. After that, they go out there.
I do take lyrics and make them dirty. That is what I do. It's a stupid thing. And sometimes I have to catch myself when I'm home, you know what I mean? Where I go to sing a song and I go to screw around, like as if nobody's listening, and then Valerie's over there, you know, at the counter or on the couch, and I forget that, you know, that song is not about sucking on really? Anything, yeah. Let alone
I do that
a chili dog. It's a guy thing.
Sometimes if I get caught doing it, and Amy will go, sometimes I wish you lived with Kelly Brown.
Yeah, right.
Because I think if we lived together,
yes.
I think we would... have fun.
Yes. There's also a lot of lyrics about eating things.
Yep.
And this is it's a guy thing. You don't do that. You
know, it's a long way to the top if you want to suck my balls.
Yeah.
No. You know, Jeff does weird things like that, but
no. Yeah, not quite like that.
No.
You know, it's rarely do I sing an AC/DC song and do that. But all right, well, anyway, where are we here? Wow,
who made who? Who made the poo?
Okay, all right, who made poo?
Good for the kids.
Yeah, right. You always got to keep the
like that.
Dylan and Parker was like that.
You got to have the syllables match though.
Yes,
you can't
do.
Put in extra syllables.
Everything
that's
is about poop.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's a guy thing, and I apologize. All right, so I put this aside. I have something that I wanted to ask you about. There's something that's getting shared around the internet, and it talks about marriage advice. And since, you know,
we got this.
We've all been, you know,
you sure?
Married. Some were, some are. But the question about these things is, do you think this is good or bad marriage advice? Okay. That's what's being circulated, good or bad marriage advice. So I'm going to give you some of the things they talk about, and you tell me if you think that's solid, that's good advice, okay? Let me see here. Some people, blah, blah, blah. Do you think this is a good advice, advice for people that are getting married? First one, plan for divorce before you tie the knot.
Yes. It's a good idea.
Well, oh. I don't know about that. I mean, maybe you might want a prenup, I guess, mm-hmm. but is that what you mean by planning for divorce?
I had never thought of it. Like, it, but I was, I mean, Jeff and I got married, I was, what, 20? Two when he
which
proposed,
which amazes 23? Me because you guys, wow. you were very young,
so young,
yeah,
so
too young.
Young. Not, I'm not saying you got married too young. I'm just saying 22 to me is an age where it's always an individual thing. But 22, you're not ready. In my head, you're not ready. You haven't. You're not where. I think people are still learning about themselves, really, and who they are up until about 25, 26. But that's not always the case.
Yeah, but I felt like, I mean, I wasn't the one that was, I mean, I met Jeff when I was 18, so I wasn't going to bars at that point. And I never was, like, I didn't need to go yeah. whore out at, when I turned 21 and do
you
that.
You don't need but to you whore don't. Out.
Well, sometimes you have regrets later on.
I haven't yet.
But see, that's what I mean. Is there?
Nor
there,
have I.
But I didn't need, like, I never felt the need, like, that yeah. I shouldn't settle down because I might want to go through some wild, crazy stuff in my 20s. I mean.
Scotty, what are you going to say?
I can get a job in radio and see penises on the window.
Right. Why? You didn't know that?
Yeah, no. I mean.
They say prenup should be a standard thing everyone gets, and just don't think about whether you want kids with them. And don't just think about whether you want kids with them. Also ask yourself if they're someone you could co-parent with if you split up. If you're going down that road when you get married, that seems like, all right.
Well, because I think you're not going to know what somebody's like. Once you split, it could be some huge animosity that's never been there.
If you see somebody that is, like, I know guys that have gotten divorced and everything, and I could tell before then that when they got divorced, that their divorce wasn't going to be easy, co-parenting wasn't going to be
right.
easy,
right.
nothing was going to be, because right. that's just the way one of them was.
See, I tell Jeff now, like, when we go to buy things, like, when we went to buy our furniture, I said, we should get two normal size couches. So if we break up, we each get one normal size couch. And then we
nobody
added
gets the
up.
Love seat?
No. So we've already. So then when he wanted a scooter and I want a camper, we put the camper under his name and the scooter under my name. So then we can fight each other for getting our items back. So we do things like that for fun.
you can tell in real life that you haven't been through it.
See, that shit ain't funny. It is. That shit ain't
so fun.
We have fun now.
You can tell when he's that back disgusted with you. You ain't been through shit, kid. That's what he's.
What is that?
Wait, that would be funny though if Kelly had put. That's like amazing. One of your favorite drum kits under her name
that's
and under your name was something wow. that she loved.
That
Ted,
is that
Ted
is
Williams' baseball card held hostage for
my
4 years.
God, buddy, so funny.
See, now I'm going to wow. hold his scooter for hostage if he wants my camp.
Once
know.
You've gotten divorced, that's going to be you planning for divorce.
I've had enough of this
even in a marriage.
Already.
You've got to look ahead.
See you Wednesday.
You're going to come from that perspective anytime. All right, next one.
We laugh.
What's wrong with you?
Plan for divorce before you tie the knot. Good advice, bad advice. Kelly. Good advice, bad advice.
If you had a lot of money and you're worried about prenup,
yeah.
I guess. Not even
I don't always believe it's money because
right.
at this point in my life, you know, I have to somewhat, when what I've been through
yep.
is look out
learn
a little
from
bit for myself.
Of course. Of course.
Because am I going to, I don't know, at 50, 60 years old, start all over again?
Good advice, bad advice, Laura?
Bad advice.
Okay. All right. I'm really on the fence here. I think that, you know, you can have it in the back of your mind. You can think, okay, yeah, can I get, you know, what's this person going to be like? I try to consider all the angles, but I never married Valerie thinking about divorcing her. I didn't. So I guess it would be bad advice. Number two, married couples should have separate bank accounts.
All the way.
And separate homes.
What?
Separate
that's
homes?
Just dumb.
That's what it says.
No. How
that's
can you afford to have separate homes?
Dude, that's what dating is. Okay, I don't get the separate homes.
And I'm going to say half of that I agree with the money situation.
Yes. Separate bank accounts. Separate
maybe
bank accounts.
If you're coming from, you know, if you're getting married together early in your life, it's going to be both of your money. You know, but if this is your second time going around, I can see the separate bank accounts.
If you've been burned, you're never going to share a bank account again. Very rarely, I think, you know.
I'm even willing to go back on things that I said and say, I could see myself, yeah, probably getting married again. But sharing a bank account with another human being, absolutely
not. You've said that on September 14th, 2020.
Scott. Are you fully sharing yourself? If you're,
it doesn't matter.
Maybe you can
Scott,
have a common account.
Scott,
she can have an account. You can have an account. And you can have one together.
Scott, look at me. Are you sharing yourself if you're building walls?
I'm sorry.
But I feel like, okay, so say you do, you guys go buy a house together, you get married. When it comes to, right. Are you going to have one shared account because you're Comcast, your car payments, your insurance, your Eversource, your house bill, your water bill, like all these things. Like, I can't imagine being like, okay, Jeff, we have to pay water, so you got to give me $100 and I'll take $100.
Well, last month you paid 30 less than I did.
And Eversource this month is going to cost us $200.
That's what you do in college, like, not as a marriage.
I can't even imagine that.
But what if it's, like, you take care of the heat, you take care of this.
Because every month those prices change.
Okay, yeah. All right, let me ask you this.
It could be done.
And then a payment or two is missed.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
That's a situation.
That is a situation, but I would hope that the person that I'm with would say to me, I'm a little short, and okay. I would help out. I help out? Yes. Okay.
All right.
And I have, but...
But so I just feel like
I would certainly hope that you would say something to me.
I think that that's easier said than done, though, because like my Eversource bill, my heating bill, every month those things fluctuate so much that I'd be like, okay, well this year I paid X amount of money on this, but you only paid that. I mean, it's just petty. If it's all one account, you share.
Okay, but if somebody in the relationship is making more money than the other one, then I would certainly hope that that person would be like, okay, listen, I'm taking care of the house payment. Which could be a big payment, and something else is pretty big.
You're not splitting it down the middle.
I'm not splitting it down the middle.
We got to move on. Bad advice, good advice.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
You argued it for 5 minutes.
Separate bank accounts.
You don't, okay.
Separate bank accounts.
So good advice.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay. If that's what you're into.
No.
Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to go with no, too. But I totally get it.
The two houses, that's horrible.
I agree with that. Number three, family shouldn't be too involved in a marriage. Even if they mean well, it's not always good for a relationship. It's hard to prevent, so good luck with that. Family shouldn't be allowed in marriages.
Can't stop them mothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's a first marriage in your 20s, you can't stop that mom. Mm-hmm. You have to try to contain it to a certain level, I guess.
Yep.
I can only look at it with what I have right now, and I will say that my mom lives her life, and Amy's mom lives her life. Every once in a while, they check in. Yeah. They stay out of our business. So I think
this is the planning
fortunate.
Of the wedding. This is just the planning of the wedding.
Staying out of your business is big, so that's good advice.
This is just the wedding, though.
No, this isn't the wedding.
About.
This is life.
In a marriage. This is in life. They shouldn't be too involved. You can get together with them, but not every decision. Oh. I have people in my family.
No decisions.
I have people in my family that their phone, not like in my direct family, but my way extended family, they're on the phone with their parents like 4 or 5 times a day.
No.
And I'm like, two goddamn
months. Three times a week, I call my mom, check in. Do you guys need anything? Yep. What's new? This and that. No.
All right, next one. Soulmates aren't really a thing. I don't agree.
I don't agree.
I agree.
There isn't one person you're meant to be with, so don't put that pressure on yourself.
I don't think so. I don't think there's soulmates out there.
There are people that match a lot better.
Yeah, people that match and can have a good relationship without soulmates.
I don't think there's one person out there for me, but I believe in
soulmates. I think
soulmates.
There's many.
Right. I believe you
can
have
many people out there
more than one soulmate where you just are aligned, you're aligned so well.
I think when you and Val, it hits the shitter, you'll get it out of your system, hump everything, and then you'll find somebody else. To
like
somebody that could
rabbit.
Be younger than you, that you would have been like at first.
Call you the German rabbit.
Yep.
No, I don't.
You're
think
the humpster
so.
Dumpster.
Yeah.
I don't.
You
think
wear
so.
One of them helmets.
I don't.
Line them up.
No, I don't think so. All right, here we go. So the last one that I have is no one should propose out of the blue.
Well, what's out of the blue?
They have no idea you're about to ask them. It's
after 5 years.
Never, no, that's, marriage has never been discussed.
Don't say after 5 years.
You should discuss it first so no one gets disappointed in marriage. He's at 5 years. And I wholeheartedly think good advice. You propose out of the blue and you haven't even discussed it yet, I hope you get dumped.
But Wait a minute.
Don't say you that. Hope you get dumped.
I do, because you're clueless. You haven't discussed it. Yeah, and you're going to... Asking a question like that without ever having a discussion and having an indication that they're interested and want that, you're going to look like a moron.
There, but you could have a woman that maybe has dropped hints over the years. You know she would love it, and you've been kind of hesitant, and you finally ask the question.
I still stand by what I said.
But I mean,
hope you don't get dumped.
I think the days of like really surprising a woman are kind of behind you. Because like most women are like, this is what I really like for a ring.
Yeah.
They drop the hints.
I don't like that. I don't like picking out your own ring and being like, that's what I want you to put on my finger. Like, I think that's ridiculous. I think it means more coming from what he thinks he would love to give me as a gift. And I think that
you're the exception.
Plus, you know where that finger's
and
going.
I think that's crazy.
You're the exception, because God forbid you get the wrong size ring with a lot of women, because they'll be like, well, that's not the right thing.
Well, that's ridiculous. And I think
what if a guy can only afford this much?
Oh, I'm not into this. I think a guy should buy what he wants to buy for me, because it's a gift.
You have to admit, I don't disagree with you, Laura, but you have to admit, you are not the norm
when it comes to
these kind of things.
No way.
You're not.
Yeah, you are pretty normal.
It's sad, because you know? I would never. I would think that's a... Ugh.
Okay. Well,
buy
anyway,
me that.
There you go. We've got to take our leave of you, so... enjoy the rest of the day, everybody.
Hey, you also, my friend. Enjoy your appointment.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You as well. I don't know what appointment you have, but enjoy it.
He's Ubering his daughter.
We will see you tomorrow. Thank you for checking out the Buzz 20%.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.